Yeah, good afternoon. This is Michael from Hawaii Cancer Care Customer Service. How may I help you?
Hi, I called this morning at 9:30, and I don't know if I spoke to you, but somebody told me they would call me back in 5 minutes and didn't call me back.
No, I did try to call it back. Let me just check the number. If you can see, even the voicemail was also left.
No, I don't have anything if you called that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any voicemails or any callback number. But you did repeat my number, so you had my phone number.
Yes, I repeated. I have just noted it down. Like, give me a moment, please. I have it wrote down in my list. Give me a moment. Okay, just let me verify how it can be possible. Give me a moment, please. All right. All right, it's 8287419842. Yes, correct. I can just bet. Like, I did try it twice on this number.
Oh, you did? That's
yes.
So weird.
I'm not sure what's going on. Like, we did try it, and at last I just dropped in voicemail. If you can just give me a call back, I would be available till 4:30 in the evening. So, yes, I would definitely like to help you with, miss.
Okay, so I'm calling about my billing.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bill for $2,366.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I don't have any balance because I have two coverages. But then when I look at my bill, I don't see that it was... I don't know if you folks sent it also to HMSA.
Okay, let me check it out.
So Medicare, okay.
Just can I have the account number?
Okay, it's 7005-0008.
Okay, 7005-0008. Let us pull up the details. Right. It's Karin Hatkeyama.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you said that you had a dual insurance, right? Your primary is Medicare, and the secondary is DCBS Hawaii, HMSA?
Yeah, secondary is HMSA, not CBS.
Yeah, it's HMSA, right?
Yes. But when I look at the statement, I don't see that HMSA was billed or if they paid anything.
Okay, just a moment. Let me check. HMSA. I see the amount of, yes, that shows that there is an outstanding of $23.66, and the statement was generated on August 1st, 2025 itself. And if I see, blood work, and this. Okay.
Yeah, so it shows what Medicare paid, yeah. And
like
usually
this,
my second...
this amount outstanding is for June 18, 2025. We have $6.71. Then June 17, 2025, we have $9.75. And in June 10, 2025, we have $7.20. So these bills are way back from the June month. And if I see...
I know, but did you folks bill HMSA?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're my secondary insurance, and I don't see anything, any adjustments, any payments from them on this statement.
Okay. Yeah, like we see that the secondary, we did submitted the claims to the secondary, and the secondary response was also received. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not on the statement. What did they pay anything?
Yeah, like they also applied. I see that's PR1, that's patient responsibility, like the deductible. The secondary has also processed the claim and applied the amount as a deductible. So that's the reason it was, you know, transferred to the patient responsibility.
What is,
mm-hmm.
No, like what?
Yeah.
What is BCBS? What is that?
That's the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Hawaii, HMSA. That's a full name of the insurance, so that's only the HMSA. We submitted the claim, it was processed, and after processing, this balance has been applied to your, you know, outstanding amount.
But it doesn't show them on the other two dates. It doesn't show that they the BCBS doesn't show anything they paid on the other two dates.
Let me check other two dates.
6/10 and 6/17.
Okay, let me check. Yes, on 6/17 also as well. Date of service 6/17/25. I see that the payment was also processed by secondary carrier, and they also applied the deductible amount. So like your secondary is also applying a deductible amount. That's the reason this balance, you know, keeps under your balance. If deductible has applied the...
Well, on for June 17th, I don't see BCBS made a payment. How much did they pay for the June 17th? I see the two Medicare payments, the Medicare adjustment, but I don't see the BCBS.
Like they didn't pay anything. Like we just did initial primary has processed and paid, and they applied some patient responsibility like the deductible and all that. And when we just submitted the deductible and remaining amount to secondary to cover it, you see they haven't paid anything. They applied that to the patient responsibility.
Can you send me a copy of that? Because usually my balance is zero.
I understand that. I agree with you, but this time I see that the outstanding balance shows it's correct. And if you want, I can just request my team like to send you the statement where you will be able to find out all those details, okay?
Okay, can they then? Because I want to see the Blue Cross Blue Shield, because this is the first time that they didn't cover it. Usually they cover the balance.
No, I said like they haven't paid anything. The secondary has not paid anything, but they applied that remaining amount to be the patient responsibility. So that's the reason like we see that you had an outstanding balance, but we'll just send you the st- statement, the billing ledger. So if you have the billing ledger, you will be able to just figure it out exactly what is the cash. And if you in case want to make the payment, we can just call me on the same number. I will be able to help you to get your payment done and the receipt to be received to you. Okay.
Oh, you mean by credit card?
Yeah, like you can just pay it from credit card, debit card, or MasterCard. Are you on call?
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to wait first because to see if Blue Cross Blue Shield is going to pay anything.
Yeah, sure. I'm just going to request the team to send you that billing ledger, and that you can just go through
okay.
that. After that, you can just call us back and you can make payment at any time, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you for your help.
Yeah, sure, sure, Karen. And definitely, you just
so they're
like
gonna
to
mail it.
No, that's
they
what I'm just
it
going
to
ask you. Like, do you have any email address so we can just ask him to send you the email, the list?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, it's KU SHI M as in Mary. A, E, J as in jello, O,
oh, like
at
Oscar?
gmail.com, at gmail.com.
I got it.
Can you spell the name for me?
Sure, it's K-U-S-H-I-M, like Mary, A for Alpha, E for Edward, J for Jug, O for Oscar.
Yes, that's correct.
That's correct.
At gmail.com, yes.
All right, so I'm just going to send you that on this. I'm just going to send a request to the team, and they will be sending you once they are there reviewing the case, okay?
Okay, thank you.
But thank
okay,
you so
and
much.
Then either I'll make payment by phone or mail or something, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, you can do
okay.
that. Yep.
Okay, thank you. Well,
thank you.
Thank
you so much, Karen.
Did you say your name is Michael?
It's Michael,
Michael,
yeah.
You said?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You have a nice
okay, bye-bye.
Day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.